The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Guy Gadowski. The Nittany Lions placed two skaters on the preseason watch list, forward David Goodwin and defenseman Vince Pedry. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. I guess for us, obviously there's going to be a lot of changes at every position, which is going to be interesting for us as coaches to watch to see how our identity comes about. Three new defensemen, seven new forwards, and we don't yet have a goaltender that started a Division I game. So those are all, I wouldn't say question marks, but I think exciting situations for us to see how they develop.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your first question is from Nate Wells, SB Nation.
Hi, Coach. You kind of touched on it a little bit in your opening statement, but how do you plan to approach your goaltending situation with, as you mentioned, two players that haven't started a D1 game?
Yeah, we actually brought in a player from our club program here just to make sure that we have a backup, but we don't have anything in mind that's going to happen. We're just going to see how it develops, but we're actually very optimistic. Chris Funke, when he did get in last year, played extremely well, and Peyton Jones has had a great career in the USHL, and we have really high hopes for him. So we're optimistic that whatever route happens, that we're going to be fine, but we're going to wait to see what happens rather than have a committed plan going into it.
And I guess as a follow-up, why will your team be successful this year?
I think if we're successful, it's going to be because we have a lot of freshman excited energy, and that energy proves to be productive. I know that it can go one way or another, but if we're successful, that excited new energy that we have is going to be funneled in a productive way.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Tom Lewiski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Guy, how are you? I was wondering if you could just put in perspective where your program is compared to where you thought it might be at this point.
Well, you can only look at where we were for last year from the finishing of last year, and everybody around here is thrilled. The wins that we had against the programs that we were able to do it was beyond what we expected at this point. So that being said, this is a new year. Obviously, there's a lot of changes to all our positions. But from where we finished up last year, we're thrilled as a team, but also equally thrilled as a program. The Penn State community has really taken to hockey. The student body here absolutely loves it, and the games are just a blast. So everything is way further ahead than we had expected.
As a quick follow-up, you had to know that this was kind of the first big transition year in terms of number of players leaving. How did you prepare for that? I mean, I know it's staggering. The scholarships is one way you do it, but when you know that there's going to be this level of turnover, how do you get ready for that in the off season?
Keith Fisher and Matt Lindsay have done a great job to make sure that we have the numbers going into it. And there's always surprises. One of the reasons we have to bring in 3D instead of two is Mike Williamson had a career-ending injury. So that's three upperclassmen defensemen that are changing, which is significant. And then obviously the goaltending position was a surprise to us. Eamon McAdam signing early with the Islanders was something that we could not prepare for. So that's something that you just have to deal with. And so I wish I could say it's all this is the plan. But some of it is just calling audibles and doing the best you can.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Neil Kupke, MSUSpartans.com.
Guy, what's your take on 4-on-4 overtime, and why do you think so many coaches are against going to that and staying at 5-on-5?
Well, I think, let me answer the second part of that first. I think possibly the reason that so many coaches are against it, and I think I would put myself in with this a little bit. I think college hockey is so exciting. There's not that many games. If you look at compared to the NHL, obviously, there's very few games, 34 compared to 80 plus. And every game in college hockey is just incredibly important. And, you know, over the years, I think we can all agree that there's been more and more parity. So every game is vital. So every game is actually like a playoff game. And in the playoffs, the NHL, they don't decide it with 4-on-4. They decide it 5-on-5. And personally, my take is I have never been a part of a college overtime game or seen a college overtime game that I didn't think was awesome. Like, I think it's incredible. I think it's great hockey. I think it's extremely exciting, and I think it's fitting compared to how important every game is that it be decided how hockey is meant to be played.
Thank you.
Your next question is from John Petrolius, Penn State Communications Radio.
Hey, guy. In terms of the freshmen that you brought in, doing some reading up on them and watching some highlights of these guys, they seem to have a lot of similar skill sets in terms of their size and their speed, and at the same time throwing Lukin up in there with Pavlichev. How do you differentiate these guys on the talent levels and where they fit in the lineup? Because a lot of them, like we've been seeing, even on the forward side, have looked very similar in terms of what they show on tape.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Obviously, Nikita at 6'7" as a forward puts a little wrench into that. But for the most part, you're right. These guys often have a lot of the similarities that they have are speed and hockey sense. And that's something that we feel to compete in the Big Ten that we have to get better at. And I think all of the freshmen that are coming in have those assets. Obviously, Nikita is a little bit of a different animal, but that's something that we thought looking at the Big Ten and how fast these teams are and how skilled they are, that's an area that we had to catch up on.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from Fred Plesch, Big Ten Network.
Hey, morning, Guy.
Morning, Fred.
Hey, quick, because you have so many freshmen, leadership may be paramount. Can you talk about your leadership group? James Robinson, he only appeared in one game, I think, last year. So that says a lot right there. And then David Goodwin, all his off-ice and his charitable work. He goes, third world countries in the offseason. What could he do if he devoted himself full-time to hockey?
Well, you know what, it is a good question. And first of all, I think part of the reason that we don't look at that as a question at all, if you look at the leaders that we've had in the past years, how good they've been, like the David Glenns, the Tommy Olchek's, the Patrick Kaudices, we've had such good leaders that I think they've learned from each other. And that's the same going into it with David Goodwin and James Robinson and Ricky DeRosa. I think they've had great mentorship in that area. I think something that you've already mentioned, I think it speaks volumes when someone like Jimmy Pucks, James Robinson, he played actually one shift, not only one game, he played one shift before he had a season-ending injury. And the way he conducted himself throughout the whole year in such a difficult situation, to have the guys, feel that strongly about him as a leader certainly speaks volumes. And David, he is a great guy. He's an incredible person. I have so much respect for him as just a person, but I don't think that's why he was picked, believe it or not. I think his IQ on the ice is tremendous, and he's actually turned himself in from a guy that was just more of a cerebral perimeter IQ guy to someone that's really won a lot of battles. And he's really gained the respect of, I think, the players on the ice in terms of his IQ and how he battles. And I believe that's why he was picked from his team. Ricky DeRosa, anybody that plays against him knows, I mean, no one wants to play against this guy. No one. I mean, he's a hockey player's hockey player. And I think he fits in great with the molds of the David Glenns of the world. So we're very, as a coaching staff, we're very comfortable with this group.
Just a quick follow-up. I know your discussion last year with Ben Clymer about your initial recruiting philosophy in terms of character and guys who wanted to be there. And were you able to stay true to that with this huge group that you're bringing in?
Yeah, I think so. One of the previous questions about what we were sort of shooting for, and we want to increase our speed and IQ and skill, and certainly I think we've addressed that, but we never want to lose what has made us, I'm very proud to say sort of what it's allowed us to overachieve so far, and that really has been the character of the guys, and I think Penn State University does a really good job with that. I think that this university attracts students and student-athletes that do have that work ethic, and I think that's a big part of it. So, I mean, credit a lot of that to the university. But I think that we have done a good job of addressing the on-ice areas we want to improve on while maintaining good character, because that's extremely important to us. It's extremely important to Penn State, and I think we've done that.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this season.
Thank you very much.